Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
With work, commuting, looking after families and daily life, many of us are rushing around and living very busy lives. So we're looking to cut corners and save a bit of time when it comes to rustling up our evening meal each night. And of course, it goes without saying that we're all looking for ways to cut the cost of the grocery shop. And Chef Brian McDermott is with us. Good morning, Brian.
Morning,
good to
Claire.
See you again. And today you're going to give us some ideas for more streamlined recipes. So we're using only 5 ingredients, but we're not going to compromise on taste.
No, because we think of our dinner and we say 5 ingredients, and we go, that's not possible. But we do it for our breakfast, we do it for our lunch, and sometimes supper. It's around 5 ingredients or less. So that substantial meal, can we achieve it? And what I like to say to people is, this is not every day. There's times you want to enjoy cooking and you want to enjoy that sort of sensory that comes with it, the smell and taste. But when we're in a hurry or we're feeling lazy, like I'm getting into a lazy weekend, I don't mind. I'm going to have a lazy weekend, and I'm making it very, very clear. So what are the options in terms of food if you're the provider? And I think when you look in your press, it normally involves about 2 of the dried ingredients. You might go to your freezer to pull something out. And then it's a combination of very little cooking, which means very little energy used, which means very little washing up, which takes you in that direction of, we can do this and we can achieve it. But big ingredients that you would look towards are similar to what you would look for in a sandwich, the likes of the pestos. They're brilliant because you can think straight away. That's one catalyst that I'll say, OK, that'll work with a bit of fish or it'll work with a bit of chicken. Normally a bit of fresh produce. And then it's into really just a bit of seasoning, bringing it together. So we've put together really fuss-free 5 recipes with 5 ingredients.
OK, you mentioned pesto there, and that brings us to what we need to keep an eye on if we're regularly buying and eating pre-prepped sauces.
Yeah, you know, there's obviously a big market out there, and we grab and we see everything from a euro up to maybe 4 euro for a tomato-based pasta sauces. So when I look at that and I think, OK, is that going to pull me out of a hole? What I want is cleanliness. What does that mean? Turn around to the back, turn around to the ingredients, and just look at the list. And if you see, you know, tomatoes, onions, seasoning, garlic, lemon juice, then you're into freshness. It's where you start to see the mad amount of E numbers and ingredients that you're not aware of. They're the ones to be cautious of. But There is some really good quality convenience products that are out there. So take the time in the supermarket.
Yeah, a shorter list.
Yeah,
that's what
taking
you're
the time
for,
in
really.
The supermarket will mean that you will save it at home because you have the taste.
And a bit of planning as well, because we're using 5 ingredients, but we may just sneak in some of the stuff that you have in your press already.
I've got to assume that you've got, you know, your seasoning, your salt, your pepper, your oils and things like that, and maybe some fresh herbs. So planning is key. And, you know, listeners that are following us will know we've dumped out our freezer. We reorganized it. We talked about bolognese going in. We talked about batch cooking. So there's times when you can say, you know, I might just pull out a bolognese that I've made versus a convenient one. And it's all about that continuation. It's all about that education. And you know what I'd say to people today, if you have time over the weekend, look at your store cupboard ingredient, see what's in there. There might be chickpeas, there might be tomatoes, there might be things in there that you don't even know that's in there. Pull them out and say to yourself, could that one ingredient with 4 more create a meal? Yes. And if so,
the known unknown at the back of the press.
100%. And trust it, because if it's tinned and canned, you know, there's a safety element to that.
OK, so you're keeping the recipes streamlined. And if you're doing that, how important is it to try and get the best ingredients that you can afford to buy?
Yeah, absolutely all about affordability at the moment. There's no doubt about that. And really, the best ingredients are, if you want freshness within this, like one of the recipes that I'm going to do is a salty, you know, or a sticky salty and chili chicken. And you think, that's takeaway. I'd ring up an order that might have it at the weekend, but you can create it at home. Simple things like taking a chicken goujon. And I remember covering this a few months ago where we talked about, you know, taking the small, fill it off the back of the breast and breadcrumbing it, putting it into the freezer, knowing they're there. Take those out, cut them up, a typical goujon, cut it into 3, into a bowl, and add something like your convenient sweet chili sauce. That's excellent because it's
got... Are we allowed to buy that?
Oh, yeah, you have to. Oh, absolutely. That is one of my 5. That is in there in my store cupboard. And when you open it, pop it in the fridge. And, you know, it's a nice one to return to. It's addictive. Why is it addictive? Because it's got all the taste buds, the sweet, sour, the bitter, the salt. It's made of the vinegars, the sugars, the seasonings in it. So we're going to return to that all the time. Chicken breast, we've often discussed, doesn't have much flavour. So pull in the likes of this as a nice sweet chilli into it, into a bowl, and just toss it around. And then lay it out flat on a tray into the oven, and really in about 8 minutes, that's going to crisp up almost like a crispy chicken that, dare I say, you might order at a takeaway. And then take it out and you can add your scallions or your sesame seed or even just some chili on the top of it if you wish. It's up to you, but I go for a little bit of fresh sea salt on it. So toss that around and you have it.
So you've just put the sweet chili sauce on that?
Yeah. This is not, you know, a mad amount of cooking or chef skills or anything like that. This is just looking at convenience, feeling lazy, getting something tasty that does that weekend supper lazy part of the meal, but is a meal. And even putting that inside a wrap, Claire, is absolutely beautiful, hot or cold. So as a nice Friday night supper, that is perfect.
Or saving it for lunch the next day, even, as you say, into the wrap. Now, what about doubling up? Because you mentioned the freezer there. So if you were cooking a roast chicken over the weekend, you do two.
Yeah, I've always said that. Your oven is a big space. You know, your air fryer's not, your oven is. And the cabin of that oven is the energy, you're heating it up. And the secret is make sure that oven stays closed because it's like your nice warm car now. If you open the window, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Cold air's coming in, hot's going out. So that's what delays cooking. That's what rises the energy and the cost. So put a chicken in alongside it. You've eaten one today, stroke tomorrow or at the weekend. The second one, let it go cool. Pull everything off that, every bit of meat that you can get off it. Pour it into those little take, or place it in those little takeaway containers. Pour in a little bit of chicken stock into it, put a lid on it. And what happens is that chicken stock stops it from drying up and stops it from sort of shriveling a little bit. And then when you take that out in convenience, that would be one of your five where you say, hang on, this could either be put some noodles into it and I've got a lovely broth and a quick soup. But the fact that the stock's in there, there's flavour. There's chicken and it's so succulent. And I would divide it up where you say breast meat versus, you know, your thigh or your drumstick meat and leave it like that. And if it's like that, then you know what you're taking out and who it works for and who it suits.
But who gets the grizzly stuff.
Yeah. We've been there. We've been there.
Now, bangers and mash. This is one of your recipes as well today. A perfect meal for comfort food on a cold evening.
Yeah, totally. And you know, what are bangers and mash? Literally, there's something you thought of years ago and you said, hold on, is that not like a cheap style of a meal? No, it's not. Sausages are premium. They're quality. They're a great protein choice. We used to see them as a Saturday morning. I think I remember seeing a statistic that it was 70% of sausages were eaten on a Saturday morning for the big fry up. But now the local butchers, they're adding flavour. The likes of leek, you know, a good quality pork and leek in there and a bit of seasoning. But to get the flavour in a sausage, to me, it is about frying. And yes, I am going to tell you how to fry a sausage.
Because I don't mind that. That's okay.
I think people do it at too high a temperature.
Yeah, so they're burnt on the outside.
Yeah, and you get this kind of, let's say, caramelisation burnt flavour that isn't present. So just make sure you have a medium to low heat, a little drizzle of oil in a non-stick pan. The oil is there to rise the temperature. It's got nothing to do with non-stick. Place the sausages in. And we never talk about taking the sausages out and leaving them at room temperature, but we do about all other meats. Just give it maybe about 5 minutes to warm up and then just a nice sizzle. And you're not a pan shaker. You're not there to shake it continuously. Let them sizzle. You know, there's plenty of ads that you can hear that nice little lovely sizzle on it. Turn them over frequently. Colour on all sides. Transfer them to a tray and into the oven about 6 to 8 minutes at a lower heat of about 130.
Is that not controversial now, baking them afterwards? I think that dries them out.
Well, here's why, okay? 130 degrees, nothing's going to happen in there other than it's going to
set the
protein inside, and it gives you about 6 to 8 minutes in the same frying pan to add some sliced onion. They're going to absorb up the fat that was in the oil. They're going to go into the onion. They're going to create a beautiful basis of a flavour. And it's similar. People will remember a Lyonnaise sauce. What was that? It really was onion and vinegar. So if you wish, and I haven't included it in this recipe, but if you want to go to 6 ingredients, you could add a little bit of vinegar to those onions, or you could add a bit of balsamic, and you've changed that into a nice acidicness. But in the onions frying, season them with the oil that's already in there. And then to that, really, you're going to add a ready-made gravy, and you're going to let that simmer back out. And as it simmers back out, you've got your sausages that are crisped up, your beautiful gravy with the onions in it, and a good, gorgeous buttery mash that, again, we have covered, and it's up there
absolutely.
As a recipe.
Absolutely, and we remember your mother mashing the potatoes up with the pot on the floor.
Yeah.
So the sausages are in the oven for a very short period
just
of time?
Just only 6 to 8 minutes.
Okay.
And
on a
it's
low
a holding
temperature.
So, you know, to rest your point, it's not cooking them, it's just holding them. And what happens with any meat that you cook is the heat sets the protein. And when it sets, it becomes safe and becomes wholesome to eat and enjoyable.
Well, you have some great recipes up on our website, rte.ie/today CB. Give us another one before we go. The peri-peri chicken and vegetables tray bake. This is a spicy, hot spicy one.
Yeah, peri-peri chicken. I love it. Absolutely ripped this entire recipe off Nevin Maguire's new book. book. This is a peri peri chicken vegetable tray book. He keeps going on about into a tray and into the oven. I thought, what is he talking about? So I was, guess what? I tried it and I thought, and this stolen has worked it absolutely brilliantly. Peri peri is a sort of heated chili sauce. There's again some really good convenient ones out there. So I'm using chicken breast for this one. Claire, you'll enjoy this. So again, cut them up into sort of good nugget size if you wish, and in with the peri peri sauce, a red and a yellow pepper and two red onions, basic vegetables, and really get in with your hands and sort of massage the peri peri sauce into them. Spread them out on an ovenable tray, straight into the oven at 180 degrees for about 45 minutes, and then you're going to have the most beautiful marinated flavoured chicken and vegetables. It's gorgeous.
Sounds great. So bangers and mash, sticky salt and chilli chicken, the peri peri chicken we've just heard about. You've also got a broccoli and pea soup and an easy tomato and bacon pasta. And all of those recipes are up for people to try either over the weekend or maybe next week when things are busy again. Brian, thanks so much and we'll see you very soon. That's Brian McDermott. Take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.